You know, spent quite a bit of time, obviously this week, but even going back to last spring and through training camp, studying up on Jacksonville. Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, and their respective staffs done a real good job putting this team together. It's a very talented team. They're young, they're hungry, and they play very, very well. Their game last week against Miami, I think, was a carryover from a lot of what we saw in preseason, how efficient they were, the growth and maturity of their young players. When you go down there and play Miami and don't turn the ball over, don't get sacked, play as cleanly as they played and have the situational plays that they had at the end of the half, the situational plays they had at the end of the game, to win that game. There was just, a lot of really good football. And can obviously see the influence of Dave and Gus and what they've done in terms of building the team, the players they brought in, the scheme that they run on offense, defense, special teams, how it all kind of goes together, the type of players that they are using and how productive they've been. This is a good young team that's really hungry and very talented. So we're going to have to do a great job this week of knowing the personnel that we're playing against, because they do move players around to create matchups. We're going to have to do a great job of understanding how we have to play and how they play, which is a lot different than what we've seen the last couple weeks in terms of scheme and style. We're going to have to play and execute well for 60 minutes, which is something we haven't done yet this year. So that's going to be really, really important. But, their talent level, their youth, their energy, their toughness, that's going to be a big challenge for us this week. And, again, getting to know them from a player standpoint, we can work on them as coaches and all that, but our players haven't obviously been focused on anybody but the teams we've been playing. So it's a big challenge for them this week to, assemble all that information in a very short amount of time, then go out and execute well against it.
How much carryover do you see from the Seahawks to Gus Bradley's defense?
Quite a bit. Yeah, scheme-wise, quite a bit. Their fronts are similar. Their coverages are similar. The type of players that they have acquired or assembled there, you can definitely see the roles. Obviously, each player's skills are different, but they have a lot of good players on their front. They were high in the league last year in sacks, and then they go out and draft Fowler. So you can tell how important that is to the team building process there. They have a lot of really good skilled players offensively, but defensively very similar to the Seattle scheme and philosophy, I would say. The turnovers, they're very high in the league in turnovers, especially on the road. They've had a lot of success doing that. Similar philosophy to what Seattle has, but they produce it too. So. I think, again, as a coaching staff, we're familiar with the scheme. I think our players that were here last year, which is certainly not all of them by any stretch, but there's some carryover in playing against that scheme. But the skills of Clemens and Audric and Alualu and Miller and all those guys, Davis and they're all Bennett. They're all different. We've got a, regardless of where they line up, the actual individual that we have to block has a unique skill set to the next guy who comes and lines up there. So we'll have to do a great job of identifying not only what we're doing, but who the guy actually is, because they're big difference whether you're blocking Audric or Clemens or Smith. But they're all going to be in that spot somewhere along the line.
Bill, there's not a lot of history between the two teams, in part because the Jaguars came into the league in the mid-90s. I'm curious what recollections you have from that 96 AFC title game when you were here as defensive staff.
That was a good day. When Otis Smith scooped up that fumble and ran it back and kind of sealed it, that was, it's a great day. A lot better when we went down there and that was, I mean, we had some trouble with them through the years, but I mean, that, it's a big win.
Bill, how much is disguise a part of what they do on defensive at all?
You know, I think they, I mean, look, they don't do, they don't have like a million different calls, but you know, they do a good job of making those calls go together, and certainly when they pressure, it's hard to anticipate that. They don't do a lot of it, and they do a pretty good job of disguising that. But I don't think this is going to be a game of, well, we didn't know where they were. You know, I think we'll be able to find them. It's a question of being able to execute against it. It's be able to block them and be able to, you know, throw and create spacing in their zone coverages and have time to get the ball off and, you know, have time to get the distribution that we're looking for in the passing game, or blocking them in the running game. They're going to, you know, load the box, you know, play a lot of, you know, extra, you know, one extra guy in the front that, you know, you have to deal with. And it's going to come down to, you know, whether we can block them, whether we can get open, whether we have enough time to create separation in the passing game. With our spacing and then the execution of it. But they're a very good zone team. They have a very disruptive front. And they got a lot of good players. You know, disguise is part of it, but, I mean, I don't think this is like an overly that's not, you know, the thing I would say they put the most into. They put the most into playing hard, taking the ball away, being aggressive, controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, that's that kind of game.
You mentioned a couple times that being a young, hungry football team. How does that play out on the field on tape? What are examples that you saw on tape that kind of show that, display that?
They're young. They're very athletic. I mean, you got guys like Robinson just going up and taking the ball away from people. I mean, like I said, the front, they just keep coming at you. They got, you know, 8-9 guys that they just roll through there. They get production out of all of them. They're hard to tackle. Yeldon's hard to tackle. The receivers are hard to tackle. Quarterback's hard to tackle. You know, they're young. They're athletic. They run well. Young kickers, young specialists. I mean, those guys kick the ball a long way. They got big legs, young, strong guys. Big, strong, and fast. I mean, every position. They got big corners. They got big receivers. They got big tight ends. They got big quarterback. They got a bunch of big backs. A big safety. I mean, both their safeties are, you know, 215, 210, whatever it is. I mean, they're big.
Bill, I think they've gone to Yeldon 37 times over the first two games, most of any rookie running back. What have you seen from him that's the same as Alabama, and what are they using?
I mean, he's good. You know, he's definitely shown he can be a workhorse. I mean, that game last week, it was very hot. There were a lot of players that couldn't finish the game with, you know, cramping and dehydration issues and so forth. They just kept giving him the ball. He ran hard. He's a powerful guy. He's got good speed. Get the ball outside, catches the ball. You know, use him some in a passing game. But he can carry the mail. I mean, he's a big, strong, tough runner that has good vision. Can get the ball downhill. It's hard to tackle. And you know, obviously he has good stamina and conditioning levels. I mean, They gave it to him a lot, and he delivered.
Bill, this time last year, you prepared for Greg Olsen's offense with the Raiders. What's similar? What's different with Carr and Bortles in this offense?
Yeah, I think there are definitely some similarities. Obviously, the players are different. Other than Wisniewski, is probably the only carryover guy, but you know, there's. They use a lot of, you know, 11 and 12 personnel. You know, I'd say that Harbor is kind of similar to Reese. You know, he's a fullback, tight end kind of guy. He sort of lines up in a lot of different places. They use him in motion, change the formations with him quite a bit. You know, they do a good job of attacking all three levels of the defense, down the field, a lot of intermediate routes. They hit a lot of in cuts, a lot of over routes. You know, a lot of those, like, 15 to 25-yard routes that not all teams throw, but they throw plenty of those. They throw the ball deep, and they have a lot of catch-and-run plays with their skill players. You know, Lee's a hard guy to tackle. Obviously, Robinson, you know, Walters is another returner if they use him. So they've got a lot of production. Hearns, I mean, those guys have given them a lot of production. They got two, you know, really good tight ends. And Jacobs, you know, he plays in, factors in there too. But, you know, Harbor's a good receiver. Mercedes Lewis is, you know, outstanding player, great length and concentration and catching ability, solid blocker on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, they have a lot of weapons. Schematically, it's similar to Oakland. I mean, the offensive line, even though they're young, really a pretty experienced group. You know, Wisniewski's experience, Beatles' experience, Parnell, obviously Luke. And then, you know, Linder's a second-year player, but, I mean, he's, you know, one of their best players, so he's done a good job for him, too. He's young, but he's, you know, got a year and a half experience or whatever it is. So they have a, you know, it's again, it's a young but kind of an experienced group, if you will. You know, Bortles in his second year, Robinson, guys like that. They're not rookies, but they're young and they're talented. But I'd say that there's definitely a carryover scheme-wise from the Oakland offense. But I think Coach Olson does a good job of utilizing the personnel. So the players that have different skills in Jacksonville from the ones in Oakland, he tries to, you know, feature them and take advantage of their skills. Sorry.
It's okay. Last week we saw a shared move inside, even on some early downs. I'm just curious what you like about that look with him playing on the interior.
Well, we've had different looks. You know, we've had Rob in there, we've had Chandler in there, we've had Sheard in there, Grissom. I mean, just gives us another, it's really another end, if you will, three ends, sometimes four ends type of thing. You know, a little faster, a little more athletic, you know, more team speed.
Last week, Rob Gronkowski kind of alluded to the fact that he's working a little bit more with some of the younger guys and some of the newer guys. I was wondering what you think of his skills as maybe a leader?
You know, probably underrated. You know, he doesn't really sometimes come across in that role. But, you know, what I see, you know, Rob's, you know, very attentive, very coachable. You tell him what you want it to do, he works very hard to do it the way you want it done. He's a smart football player. He understands leverage. He understands position. He understands technique. He understands the concept of, you know, what you're trying to do. We move him around in a lot of different positions. He has really a lot to learn, probably other than the quarterback. The tight end position on our offense is the hardest to play because you have all the protections, you have all the running game, and you have routes from sideline to the middle of the field to, you know, occasionally even in the backfield. So there's really no plays off mentally for that position. So, you know, his work ethic, his ability to work with his teammates, whether it's a quarterback, the offensive tackles, the other tight ends, you know, or even, you know, with the defensive players is good. I mean, he's a great guy to have on the team. You know, I mean, forget about the talent and all that, but just as the way he goes about his job, the way he works, you know, trains in a weight room, his physical conditioning, you know, his mental concentration and focus and desire to be well and to do well and improve, or I mean, very, very good.
Bill, one more touchdown pass this week, and Tom reaches 400 for his career. He'll be the fourth quarterback ever to reach that level. I'm just wondering your perspective on reaching that type of level with the efficiency, you know, the low interception rate that he's shown over his career, what that signifies to you.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tom's a great player. We've all said that plenty of times. I don't really care about any records this week. We really need to beat Jacksonville. Whatever our team needs to do to beat them, that's what we need to do. I don't think setting records is, like, that's a very, very low priority around here, other than winning. The winning record's what's important. So I mean, I don't think he'll care about it. I don't think I'll care about it. I don't think Josh will care about it. I think if whatever helps us win, I think that's what we care about.
So when you're dealing with a less familiar team, what do you tell your players differently than if you're dealing with division?
We got to get to know them. We got to spend more time studying each individual player, understanding how they use them, what their skills are, and understanding the scheme and how they fit within that scheme. So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, look, there's some tests you study for where you kind of know the information and where you review it, maybe division teams. There's other tests you study for where you don't know the information and you got to study a lot harder. You have to work harder, put more into it, do more research, spend more time, and this definitely would fall into that category. Now, part of that is our job as coaches to, you know, help them understand that this defense relative to the Seattle defense, this offense relative to the Oakland offense last year, this kicking game relative to the New Orleans kicking game, you know, when Mike was in New Orleans. I mean, things like that, how the players are used, what the players' skills are. But, again, each of us individually, player, coach, has to prepare ourselves and, you know, I can't do somebody else's job. They can't do my job. We all have to put that same time and effort and concentration into it, and that's what this team has to do. Now, you know, the team we're playing, they have the same issue we do. You know, we haven't played them since 2012. They haven't played us since 2012. So, you know, the competition on Sunday really starts during the week in terms of which team can, you know, practice, prepare, better than the other team over that period of time, and none of us will know the answer to that question until we get to Sunday. But the competition's going. I mean, we're competing with them. They're practicing today. We're practicing today. We, you know, competitively, we need to get more out of today than our opponents do. So that's the way it is every week.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could just talk about Deion Lewis and his contribution so far, what he does that enables him to be a big part of the offense.
Well, Deion's been very productive with the ball in his hands, and he's been very dependable when he hasn't had the ball. So that's really the bottom line. You know, being able to, in a passing game, protect, run routes, catch in a running game, you know, read blocks, and make good decisions and, you know, break time, make yards on his own. I mean, we're going to block plays for whatever the yardage is, a yard, 2 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards. But then, you know, any skilled player, you want them to be able to add yards to that on their own with their running skill, whatever that is, quickness, speed, power, you know, so forth. So it's a combination of all those things.
All 60 minutes, is that something that you can teach during the week or something that is kind of instilled as the season
goes on? Well, it's been coached since day one that we started working in OTAs in the spring. Obviously not very well, so we need to do a better job of it.
Well, with regards to Hightower, obviously been a very productive player for you since coming in as a rookie. But it seems like in watching him in these first two games, and obviously you know the play calls better than we do. You know the play calls, you don't know the play calls. But he's operating on a high level of recognition and explosion of the football. Is that sort of a marriage of just his experience in the system and understanding what teams are trying to do, and it all comes together now?
Well, I mean, he's been a pretty productive player for us. I wouldn't say it just all happened in the last couple of days. I mean, he was productive as a rookie. He played a lot as a rookie. He was productive. And, you know, he works hard, and he's gotten better. Like all players in that same category, you know, all young players that work hard and prepare hard and try to improve on the things they need to improve on, show improvement. And, you know, he's certainly done that. You know, Dante's a smart guy. He works hard. He understands football. He does a lot. He did a lot of different things in college. He's done different things for us in a running game, in a passing game, rushing, coverage, pressure, zone, man, you know, so forth. So, you know, he can definitely handle a lot of volume with still a good level of execution and anticipating and understanding what's going on the other side of the ball, putting all that together. So, And he has a lot of strengths as a player, and I'm sure every game, every year of experience makes him better and more valuable in doing those things, as it should. But it's, you know, I think he's been on a good, solid line of progression since he got here. I mean, I think he saw that in college, too, from his, you know, his sophomore year, and then he was injured, and then the next year where he played different positions. But, you know, he continued to get better in college during really the 3 years that he played. And, you know, he's gotten better here on a consistent basis.
Final question. Going back to the comments about Rob Gronkowski and his leadership, I'm curious, Bo, if you recall a certain time when maybe that started to show itself more, or if it was a case where when he came in as a rookie, you know, thinking of that Browns game when he had the muffed, you know, kickoff, I remember him standing up and, you know, being accountable for that right away. Maybe that was something that he showed you in different ways right from the time he got here.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rob's always been an accountable player. You know, even that first year he was here, you know, in the first preseason game, I don't even think he went out for a pass. I mean, he was in protection. You know, we were in what we call 50 and 80 protection with tight ends in. Like, we were in those protections a lot when he was in the game. You know, we were sending Aaron out and, you know, that type of thing. And then the next week. So, I mean, he did that, you know, to the best of his ability. I mean, he did it well, and, you know, the mistakes he made, he learned from and all that. And then the next week, you know, Billy and I talked about it. We're like, look, we got to, you know, get this guy in a passing game. You know, we got to, you know, he's more than a tackle. We got to get him out there. So we put emphasis on that, and he did that. You know, Rob does a great job in the running game, too. I mean, he's one of our best run blockers, you know, period, at any position. You know, I'd say for me, you know, him and Bavaro, I mean, they're the two best that I've ever had on a consistent basis, you know, for all the different things that they have to do, not just one particular type of block or something like that. So, you know, Rob takes a lot of pride in whatever he does. I mean, he takes pride in a good block just like he takes pride in a good catch, or he takes pride in breaking a tackle, or for that matter, recovering an onside kick, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, he does a great job of trying to do his job, whatever it is he's being asked to do, and doing it well. He's been in a lot of different roles for us. But I can honestly say I've never seen him do anything but try his very best at those roles, whatever it happened to be. You know, he's not a one-dimensional player, and he sees football as a total team game and works hard at every aspect of it. So, all right, great. Thank you.